Exciting!
Remembering how to prepare for a road trip is as easy as spelling it. T is for top up, like fuel, oil, and screen wash. R is for rest, taking a break every 2 hours. I is for inspect, like your tyre pressure and tread. P is for prepare, being prepared for any weather. T-R-I-P. Remember that, and you're ready for a safe trip.
Are we ready?
Yes, Mum.
National Highways. It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Katie, what's going on locally with trending?
Yeah, we've had a list come out over the weekend about the best and worst cities to live in the state of Colorado. And this is very interesting because they took into consideration five different things: safety, affordability, economy, healthcare, and quality of life.
Those aren't the ones I'd look for. How close is the Costco?
Oh, yeah.
You don't care how dangerous your neighborhood is?
As long as Costco's close.
I agree with
you. Walmart.
No, a taco stand. That's what I need down the street. Yeah, I need a taco stand down the street, a Walgreens, and a 7-Eleven.
A nice park.
Yeah. Hiking trails.
Take a little Goldie out.
Yeah.
That's waterfalls.
They should redo this whole study, but
with
what they took into consideration, they came out with the top cities. What do you think the top one is?
Well,
number one.
Louisville, probably.
That's pretty solid.
My guess.
I'm going to say Louisville as well.
I would say Louisville.
When you guys already know the answer, but you're right. Louisville, number one.
What? Josh!
Dude.
Oh! Come here.
Hey. You're so good.
What was that? Give me another
you
one.
You two are so smart.
There we go.
It's just ridiculous how smart you are.
I bet you Littleton's probably in there, too. Maybe
top five.
I bet just was like right at five.
It's probably five.
Is it five?
Rounding out the top five. Little fun.
What?
And what's number four? What's number four? If you're
it
so smart,
Lyman.
No!
Parker?
Josh, he peaked.
Parker. I would say Parker.
You know what? I'm going to go with Josh on this
one. It is Parker, yes.
I have a feeling Centennial hits number two.
Three, Broomfield, two, Centennial.
What
you
a great list.
It.
This list is spot on. Those are some great communities, Katie.
They took into consideration 30 different cities, and the worst city on this list is Boulder, and that shocks me.
College kids don't take care of the town.
They
it's
don't.
I like Pearl Street. It's a beautiful, like, you're so close to the mountains.
Yeah.
So pretty. They don't take good care of it.
I stopped going there when I couldn't wake up in a sorority house anymore.
Oh, gosh. Well,
you could still do that once.
And see, Josh, you're a CSU alum, so I understand why you're not the biggest fan of Boulder, but Jeremy,
my sister went there. I don't hate it.
No, I went up there. I had a buddy up there, and we went up to some parties.
St. Patrick's Day is like notorious for Boulder parties. It's a good time up there.
It is. Boulder's a great city.
There's a pie cap house on the hill up there that I went to one time, and there's just a leather couch on fire in their front yard for St. Patrick's Day of like 2018. I'll never forget that. I was walking up the hill, and I was like, that couch is on fire. Okay. And just kept going about my day.
What's happening right now?
That's why you don't want to live there, Katie.
No,
couches are on fire.
I couldn't believe that it did not beat Pueblo on this list. Boulder number 30, Pueblo number 29.
Where Commerce City fall?
Like Commerce City's number 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Denver.
A little
high.
Denver number 27 on this list. Yeah. And Aurora 26. The list goes on and on and on. The list goes on and on and on.
What's 17?
Well, since you guys knew all the cities on this list, I was just testing you. Gosh. Anyway, did you hear about the flight from Sacramento to Denver that had to actually go back to the terminal because they had to make an emergency landing? There was fire coming out of the engines and everything. Like,
I hear
it was
that's
pretty
not
intense.
Good.
No,
was
you
this
don't want to fly
landing
a
in Boulder?
Plane like that. No. Landing at DIA. They had to get everyone off the plane and get on a different plane.
Oh.
I don't know if you've had to do that ever, but that's a process.
No.
It's a hassle.
Oh, it's a pain in the butt, too. Like, you have to literally get off the plane. They have to make the new plane okay, and then you get on that. The time that takes alone. And when I had to experience it, I was in a little airport, and it still took like 2 hours.
Safety's the worst, isn't it?
I know.
Like,
you
making sure people are safe is the worst.
You want to be safe. And
you know there was people all butthurt about that, too. Like,
oh, there was.
Oh,
but do you know why they like take into consideration you're not just bringing your carry-ons. You have to remove all the luggage from one plane, put it on a new plane. That's why it takes a while. I mean, people got to understand that.
Well, but the lady who they interviewed for this story missed her connecting flights.
I only had the carry-on.
You can imagine that she was upset about it.
You know, we used to have to travel across the plains in covered wagons with salted meat.
Did you have to do that?
Died.
I mean, I knew you were
people
a little
died
older
of dysentery.
Than me, but man.
Like, getting off one plane and onto another one is not that big a deal.
I mean,
I miss my connecting flight. It's not. They made me run.
Yeah, but at the
other airport, I had to run.
Dude, those
first
moving walkways
years.
Did not help that time. You know, like it's a process, and it is frustrating.
I'm gonna sue because they made me run.
Your face when you do it. Oh my gosh. Let's move on to this one because this story is actually very interesting. It has a little sad element to it, but a family of seven, their house burned down over the weekend. Here's how it happened though. So they had a dryer in their basement, right? Yeah. And the oldest daughter was like, oh my gosh, I smell smoke. And they went down into the basement.
Were they in Boulder?
No. They were in Pueblo, funny enough.
Oh.
So they were in the basement, and they weren't in Pueblo, by the way. This was in Denver area. But
Petey's a
so
liar.
They were in the basement, and they saw that the dryer was actually on fire. So they took the dryer out of the house. They put it in some sand out there on the front lawn. They saw that there was actually the instruction manual was in the tube. That's what caught on fire. I know.
How does
it's
that
so sad.
Happen?
Well, I wouldn't have thought to look in the tube, would you? Like I
well,
would
yeah,
not.
Well, yeah, you're generally the first place you would look just to see if it's full of lint.
Hooking it up, yeah.
Well, but when you're hooking it up, do you think that the instruction
manual was
going
to
be in there? It was a brand new one. So I get clearing the lint thing from the wall to the tube. You're supposed to do that quite frequently so that things don't start on fire. But it was the instruction manual inside this tube that caught this dryer on fire.
It's not a good spot.
Anyway, fast forward. So they grab the dryer, they bring it outside, they put it in the front of the house, and they put it on sand.
These
and they're like,
strong.
This is going to stop the fire. No, the embers from the dryer went up into the air and then landed on the house and caught the house on fire.
This is a depressing
story.
Well,
those people did
something
wrong.
Everyone's okay. They're you know, we're getting the word out so people know that this is a possibility. Like, this could happen. So just take those
getting
extra steps.
Getting the word out.
Don't put your burning dryer in your front yard.
Don't do
That's
it.
That's the moral of the story.
Don't do it.
This has got to be like a 1 in 5 million chance.
Those people were cursed.
Crazy. And thankfully, again, not only the family of seven, but they had pets and everybody got out okay.
That's
the
fantastic.
Good news of the story. But yeah, the fact that an ember flew from the dryer to the house and caught it on fire, it's just crazy. It's a crazy story. Gosh, man.
It was a great story. I love that you did that entire thing just so you could get the word out.
I just wanted
you gotta
to tell
get the word
you about
out about
it.
Instruction manuals in the tube.
I never would have thought of that, okay? I'm always cleaning the lint. The lint gets me, like, going.
Do you know the trick? Like, if you've had a dryer hooked up for a while, how to get that lint out crazy fast?
No.
Is you pull your dryer out, pull
Light
that tube out, and then you shove your leaf blower down in that hole and kick it on. And it'll blow everything out.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that
I
really
love
smart.
Doing that.
It's very
I'm
smart.
Probably
really
do
smart.
Actually, but yeah, because I got one of those Mac Daddy leaf blowers that'll blow children across the street.
Yeah.
So I shove it down in there and kick it on.
Have you tried to
oh,
blow
yeah.
children?
He's like, yeah, I blew Reed
Whenever
down
the
four
kids
blocks.
Are on my lawn, I get out there and blow them across the street. But yeah, you can shove it in that hole
Daddy.
And just turn it on and you should see all the stuff come out. It's awesome.
You gotta wear a mask, man. That's a lot of gross lint going in your mouth.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm inside, though, and it's blowing outside.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, you're not getting the backup lint.
It's not blowing it into your laundry room.
I just want to get the word out.
Hey, smart
nice
man.
It's nice of you. I mean, it's
Is
our duty
all the local stuff you have?
That's all I'm telling
Thank
you.
God.
Gosh.
Slow Monday, Jerry. Slow Monday.
Thank God.
It's not Super Bowl related. Slow Monday.
I know. And we have all this Super Bowl stuff, and I'm already so burnt out.
No, sports
I was,
is the last time we talk football until
I was burnt out last night at August. 6 o'clock. I was like, ugh, sports. 22 million employees are expected to miss work today.
Yeah.
The big football, the big sports ball game yesterday.
Seems about right.
Because they got drunk and hungover and ate
Makes
too
sense.
Much.
I don't see a whole lot of people in our office today.
It is
today.
Quiet, isn't
like,
it?
Like I've seen like two people walk by.
What'd you guys have for snacks?
All of them.
Oh.
I just ate everything. Like it's probably easier for me to tell you what I didn't eat yesterday. Oh,
hummus.
My stomach hurts. I ate hummus.
You ate hummus.
Yeah.
We had some really good chicken wings and some little smokies.
Had all that.
And then Reed made some little sandwiches in the oven, which were really good. It was like ham, cheese, a couple cheeses, and then he put them on those King's Hawaiian rolls and baked them
slaps.
For a little bit.
Yeah, and then you
got
put the garlic
melted.
Herb butter on top.
Oh,
had
it
that
was so
too.
Good.
Did you make your wings from scratch? Like, did you homemade make
what
them?
What I did
no?
is I opened up the bag And then I put them on the thing for the air fryer.
There you go.
That's how I did it.
Made some homemade wings last night. They were good.
Yummy.
They were really good. Yeah.
You're classy. Who's got time to do that?
A single man that lives by himself?
That is the correct answer.
Me. My sister made bacon-wrapped dates. They were really good. Those were super good.
Okay, you said you don't like dates, but you would eat them like this, then.
Anything bacon-wrapped, I guess. Yeah, I'm usually not a huge fan of dates. I don't really like the jalapeno poppers, stuff like that.
Is this your hot sister?
It is my younger sister.
The hot one.
It's my younger sister. My younger sister made them.
The one I got the hots for is the older one.
The younger one, which is even weirder.
Yeah, I'm right.
I'd wrap her in bacon.
There is nothing weird about this story.
My older sister did not come to the party because she has three kids that she's dealing with.
That's the one I don't like.
Yeah, okay. Oh, because of the children? You're like, you and your leaf
when
blower?
When I see her, I bring my leaf blower over. So your younger sister can cook?
She's actually a really good cook. She's been working on that. I don't know why. She wants a husband, I guess, but she's been working on that.
I don't know why.
Something ever
she's
happens
been cooking
with me
so
Nick
much
Nack.
Lately. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go meet Josh's sister.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Would that be weird?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Very weird.
Emphatic. Yes.
All the way
really?
Around.
I don't. It'd look, you're fun. Like an older brother to me. I don't want you to be.
And I would treat her so well.
No. I don't want that either, Josh. I don't think I can handle the jokes. No. Yeah.
No, so that's the thing. I have an older sister, and one of my high school friends dated my older sister when I was in high school with him. Those jokes were horrendous. I don't ever want your jokes to come to fruition.
I wouldn't joke about anything. I would be very complimentary. I'd be very polite. I would wait until marriage.
Yeah, right.
For what?
No, for what?
To wrap her in bacon.
No. Honestly, your paycheck's better than mine, so I wouldn't be too mad. She'd be taken care of. It's fine.
She'd be all right.
She'd be all right.
Did you guys like the game yesterday?
I loved it. Yeah. I loved the game.
It was
game.
So boring.
No, it wasn't.
It was a blowout.
No,
it was dumb.
The Chiefs got their butts handed to them, and as an AFC West divisional rival, that was the best day ever. Like, I needed to see
It's what most of America wanted to see. They got their butts handed to him, man. Like, that's the worst. Man. That's the worst I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes play. They actually even said he got his head in the first period, first quarter, excuse me. He got his head slammed against the turf so hard that at the end of the game, people were talking about he might have been concussed and just kept playing. They were like, there's a part in the game where he got drilled.
He was on the ground.
And
so
they
much.
Were like, he did not play well after that at all. And I was like, maybe he was seeing four people all at once. You know?
Every time he threw a pick, I applauded so loud. I mean, I was just so into that game.
How cool was that?
Because they played so bad.
Cooper DeJean, the cornerback for the Eagles, had a pick six on his birthday in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's the best day of your life.
That was amazing.
What was his name?
Cooper DeJean. He's an Iowa kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to him.
And Saquon Barkley. It was his birthday, too.
Saquon Barkley, yeah.
He
the
played last night.
The Eagles.
He played last night?
Yes.
Jeremy.
Yes.
John Elway, is he still playing? No, John Elway's not playing.
I'm going to tell you right now. There were so many commercials with Peyton Manning. Is he in every commercial?
He's ubiquitous.
You know,
the dude,
every commercial.
Hey, he doesn't turn down a dollar.
Yeah.
He does not turn down
a
dollar.
He's a smart man.
Yeah.
My wife's mad at me.
I would be too.
No.
That whole conversation.
Nick Nack, I am so
looking
sorry.
At the text messages coming.
That is not me. That's
she called me an ass.
That's your husband.
Yeah, right? Oh gosh. That's
Haley's
funny.
Very sweet, but
is
good
that her
lord.
Name?
Yeah. Dang it. I
you
wasn't
should
gonna
not have
say
said
that,
Josh.
She said that Haley's gonna bring the leaf blower for you and your children.
Yeah. Yes. I am not on board with this at all, by the way.
Oh, Haley.
I am not.
That's funny. When we do meet your sister,
Haley
though,
Padgett.
She needs to come.
You will
with
never
Haley.
Meet my sister, either one of you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Jeremy
no.
ruined it for everybody.
Me, though. She needs to bring a leaf blower when she comes. Like,
okay.
that's what she needs
Haley
to do.
Haley Padgett. Does that sound all right?
Stop. Oh,
my. She's my little HP. Like the computer company.
Hewitt Packard. No, that's the name of it, right?
I'm done.
Commercials? You guys like the commercials?
They were good. Yeah. I liked a few of them.
Who cares?
There wasn't any really to remember this
morning.
This
is Randy's course.
You we're just
done.
Want more.
Super Bowl was stupid.
We've hit a traffic jam.
Commercials were stupid. The game was stupid. Halftime was stupid.
How
this conversation
this?
Was so stupid.
Stupid. And now I'm in trouble.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Good.
I
hope you sleep on the couch for a week.
I'm so in trouble. Sometimes I forget, you know.
That your wife
you
listens to the show?
That you have a whole family?
Sometimes I forget I have a wife and children. That's on me.
Yeah, no,
that's on me. That's my bad.
That's a party foul on your part.
Sometimes they say things to be funny, and it hurts.
Yeah, no, it's those are hurtful words.
That could hurt your wife of 20 plus years.
I just forgot. Totally
my bad, babe.
It.
My bad, babe.
My bad. All right. Haley can have somebody else.
Oh, thank God.
Well, that's our trending report today.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.